Big Brother, you're home. I was getting so worried. It was getting so dark. I thought something bad might have happened to you, that you might have gotten kidnapped or even murdered. Or maybe you might have found a girlfriend.
Hey, idiots. You know he comes home every day at this time, right?
But Haley, he was 30 seconds late.
Katie, you and Sadie overreacted yesterday when he came home 29 seconds late after the hour.
Well, excuse us for getting worried when our darling older brother is out in the world getting seduced by all those filthy, filthy whores wandering around. Here, Big Brother, let me take off your coat. You must be very, very hungry. Dinner is ready on the table. I made Big Brother's favorite tonight.
We can do without the weeaboo talk, Katie.
Haley even made your favorite dessert tonight.
What the fuck? He wasn't supposed to know.
But you were singing to yourself about how happy Big Brother was going to be when he sees his favorite dessert on the table.
Will you shut the fuck up, Sadie?
Don't listen to them, bro. I only made it because I was in the mood for it. I didn't make it for you at all. So don't get any ideas.
You're such a classical tsundere character, Haley.
I thought I told you to cool it with all the weeb talk.
Come on, Big Brother. Let's sit down and eat. I want to show you the new plushie I made of you. I'm going to add it to my shrine of you.
Weirdo.
What was that?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Thought so.
Come on, Big Brother. I'll pull your chair out. I'm really glad you liked dinner, Big Brother. It makes me so happy to see you all nice and full and content.
Do you like the plushie I made of you? I worked super hard on it. I was going to put it in my shrine of you, but I want you to have it. You can put it on your desk, so that way you can think of me when you're at work, and it can ward off those skanky bitches that work at that office of yours.
Don't you think you guys should give the man some breathing room? He's practically suffocating over there with the both of you taking up real estate on the couch and nuzzling up against him. Big sister, could it be you're a little jealous that me and Sadie are cuddling with Big Brother and you're sitting in that armchair all by your lonesome?
That's not even remotely true, and I told you not to call me that.
But you're older than both of us.
True, but only by, like, 12 minutes each.
You always worry about the small stuff.
You're the one who brought up the whole age thing, technically.
We shouldn't worry about that sort of thing too much. I mean, I clearly have the edge in that deportment anyway.
Just what are you getting at, Sadie?
Think about it. Everyone loves a little sister character. They're adorable, sweet, and completely devoted to their big brothers.
Completely devoted.
Sorry, Sadie, but you're actually wrong on this one. The middle sister is clearly the best. They're one of fiction's greatest underdogs that the audience is always rooting for. Besides, more often than not, you would see the middle sister as our protagonist.
This whole conversation feels meta as fuck.
Can't think of anything for big sister characters, huh?
Hey! Big sisters are awesome. They're the wisest, smartest, and kindest.
Well, you're definitely not the kindest.
I can be kind if I wanted to. It's just that you guys get on my nerves.
Poor Haley. You'll never win Big Brother's heart if you keep up that tsundere attitude of yours.
Oh, what's this development?
I have no idea what you're talking about. It's not good to lie, Big Sister. I know all about your late-night masturbation sessions.
What? How did you...
Just because it looks like I'm asleep doesn't mean I am. Besides, you keep me up half the night with all your loud moaning. Those short, heavy pants I hear as you rub that slutty, wet pussy of yours, thinking of Big Brother as you moan his name all lewd-like.
Don't listen to her, bro. She has no idea what she's talking about. I would never, ever, in a billion years, masturbate while thinking of you. You're, like, too plain-looking and uncool, and not to mention the fact that you're my brother.
I'm not buying it. I know what I heard, and it looks like Big Brother here isn't buying it either.
You have to be fucking kidding me. You believe me, right, Sadie?
Sadie?
Ah! You've been having lewd fantasies about my beloved Big Brother? Bitch, I will fucking kill you.
What the fuck is wrong with everyone tonight? Have you all lost it? Well, if you don't really care for Big Brother like you said you do, then you won't mind if I did this, right?
Oh my,
my God!
Katie, what do you think you're doing? What does it look like I'm doing?
I'm sucking.
No shit, you're sucking his cock. I mean, why are you sucking it?
I'll kill her, 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 I'll kill her.
Me and Big Brother have been doing this sort of thing for a while. Ever since I confessed my love for him. He even took my virginity.
I'll kill her, 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 I'll kill her.
This is so fucked up. How could you two? I mean, I sort of expected this kind of thing from Katie's weird ass, but bro, how could you let her do this?
You're sounding a bit upset. I thought you didn't like Big Brother like that. So why should you care that I'm sucking him off?
I'll kill her, 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 I'll kill her.
I care because you two are siblings and that this is wrong. Come on, Sadie. You have to back me up on this. Move over, slut.
Hey!
Look, Big Brother. I'm better than Katie, right? Right? I'll make you feel better than Katie would. God damn it, Sadie. Not you, too.
What did you expect? She's practically been in love with Big Brother for the longest. It's a wonder that she never expressed her feelings first. Remember that time she practically maimed that one girl for giving him a Valentine's card?
I'll do my best to make you feel good. So please love me, and only me. Big Brother, won't you take my virginity
too? Isn't that
too?
So cute? Our sister asking for our Big Brother to take her virginity.
It's disturbing, that's what it is. Please be gentle with me, Big Brother. I'm really scared. Thank you, Big Brother. Please lower me down onto your cock. It hurts, it hurts, it hurts, but it feels so good, too.
I can't believe this is actually fucking happening. What the fuck is wrong with this family? My little sister is trying so hard to take our brother's cock, and it's hurting her. Don't worry, Sadie. Your big sister will help make it feel good.
Huh? Katie? Wonderful. Now let's throw in some sapphism with our incest.
Katie, Oh, Sadie. Your breasts feel so nice and full and soft, and your nipples are like hard little pebbles.
Katie, please don't do that. Oh, it feels too weird.
Good. I'm distracting you from the pain of your hymen being torn. Besides, Big Brother likes it when he sees me fondling your cute breasts. It makes his hips buck faster. See? Won't you tell her how much you love this, Big Brother?
Don't encourage them. Those are your little sisters. You're fucking, you sick pervert.
Do you mind keeping it down a bit, Haley? Unless you'd like to join us.
Ew. No way in hell. Just hurry up and finish. I want to pretend this never happened.
Oh, I can feel all of you, Big Brother. You're stretching out my little cunt so much. You're reaching the deepest parts inside of me.
Oh.
Look at that, Sadie. Your love button down there is just throbbing and begging to be played with.
My clit. You're rubbing my clit, and it feels so good. My Big Brother is fucking me, and one of my pink sisters is playing with my clit. I'm gonna come soon.
Look at all that nasty love juice you just got all over Big Brother, and all over our nice couch, too. You still haven't come yet, have you, Big Brother? Don't worry. Katie is here to make you feel good.
Come on, hasn't he had enough?
Even after that hard fuck this morning, you can barely fit your entire cock
inside. You two fucked this morning?
I've been fucking him every morning before I leave for my morning classes for the last week and a half.
That's it! I can't take it anymore!
What's with everyone pushing me off of someone tonight?
I can't stand here and watch you fuck Katie and Sadie all night, especially since I'm the one who's in love with you the most. Huh, so you finally admit it.
Please, bro, fuck me too. Please give me that nasty, perverted, big brother dick of yours. Oh, Katie is right. I've always masturbated thinking of you, bro. I would rub my pussy thinking of you and the day that you would finally take my virginity. And that day has finally come.
Hey, Sadie, should we help make our big sister feel good?
Yes, but I'm only doing this once. After that, I fuck Big Brother alone.
I can't promise that, but whatever.
Hey, what are you two doing?
Sucking on those lewd breasts of yours, duh.
Your nipples are so hard, Haley. They could cut glass. Bro, I can feel your cock twitching inside me.
I guess it means it's time for our treat, Haley. Hop off, bro, real quick.
Oh, okay. Big Brother's hot.
It's so warm and sticky.
And it tastes so delicious. What was that for?
I wanted to taste some.
I want to taste some, too.
Big Brother is out cold.
Though, to be honest, I've never bonded with you guys like this until tonight.
Yeah. Though I hate to say it sometimes, I really love you guys.
Yeah, I love you guys so much.
Sisters forever?
Sisters forever!